Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Written and read by Kenneth Womack. Foreword written and read by Gary Evans. This is Kenneth Womack. For Lily of Allerton. Baby, let me be your lovin' teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Elvis Presley. I wonder what the future holds now that I'm fast and fancy free. Have I destroyed my happiness cutting down my family tree? Mal Evans.
Foreword by Gary Evans. This book is the product of decades of toil. It would not have been possible without the initial determination of my father, Mal Evans, to capture the Beatles story as it unfolded before him. He knew, even in his earliest days as a bouncer at the Cavern Club door, that the boys were something special. As he travelled with them across the whole of England, and eventually the world, he recorded his memories in the pages of his diaries and filled up notebooks with his drawings and recollections, all the while taking thousands of candid photographs and saving ephemera of all shapes and sizes. A receipt here, a scrap of lyrics there. When my dad sat down to compose his memoir for Grosset and Dunlap in 1975, he realised the difficulty inherent in taking up a pen to capture his thoughts. Fortunately, he was aided by a stenographer who transcribed his words to the letter, and by the sage advice of Ringo Starr, "If you don't tell the truth," he wrote to Mal, "then don't bother doing it." And so Mal did. On January the 4th, 1976, when he simply couldn't stomach the act of living another day, my father orchestrated his own demise in a Los Angeles duplex. He left behind the fruits of decades of collecting, along with a full draft of his memoir, which he planned to call Living the Beatles Legend, 200 Miles to Go. He had even gone so far as to plot out the book's illustrations, with the assistance of a friend who had served as an art director, and mocked up a couple of cover ideas. My dad's death threw all this into disarray. For a time, Grosset and Dunlap made various attempts at publishing Living the Beatles Legend, but my mother, Lily, understandably distraught over her estranged husband's tragic death, simply wanted his collection to be returned to our family back in England, so that we could sort out things for ourselves. As we later learned, in the days after my father died in Los Angeles, Grosset and Dunlap transported the materials from LA to New York City, eventually placing them in a storage room in the basement of the New York Life building. And that's where they sat for more than a dozen years, to be rescued from the garbage heap only by the quick thinking of Lena Cooty, a temporary worker who discovered my dad's materials, along with the diaries, the photographs and the memoir, recognising she was in the presence of a most unusual archive. When her efforts to raise the alarm with the publishing house fell on deaf ears, Cooty took it upon herself to march uptown to the Dakota, where she left a note for Yoko Ono, one of the few genuine heroes in the strange progress of my father's artifacts. In short order, Yoko alerted Neil Aspinall, my dad's counterpart during the Beatles years. With the assistance of some shrewd Apple lawyering, Neil saw to it that the collection was finally delivered to our family home in 1988. For several years, my dad's manuscripts and memorabilia were stored in our attic. I would periodically dip into them and reacquaint myself with the person whom I had lost when I was 14 years old. Thumbing through the materials reminded me why I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?